Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, what is God like? We'll look this morning at the communicable attribute of God's jealousy. Now, this might sound weird because when we use the English word jealous, it usually has a negative connotation. We typically use it to indicate feeling envy towards another. They have something we want or that we don't want them to have. Obviously, this can't describe God because he's completely self-sufficient and perfect as he is. So there's nothing that we can have that he might want for himself. Not to mention that a holy God wouldn't display negative attitude anyways. So then why do we say that God is jealous? Well, let's start with a short definition, a couple of verses, and then we'll think on these things together. God's jealousy is his holy desire to protect his own honor. Here's two examples from Scripture, one used of a person and one used of God. 2 Corinthians 11, 2-3. I feel a divine jealousy for you, since I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. But I am afraid that as the serpent deceived Eve by his cunning, your thoughts will be led astray from a sincere and pure devotion to Christ. Exodus 34:14. You shall worship no other god, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. Now, what I want to hang out on today is the first phrase in our definition, that God's jealousy is a holy desire. If you'll remember, when we talked about God's holiness, we referred to it as his separation. Specifically, he's separated from sin and devoted to himself as the highest good. So for this to be a holy desire means it is separate from our jealousy. God is jealous in a way that we can never be. It's similar to our jealousy in that it's a strong desire for something, but our jealousy leads us into sin, where God's jealousy exalts his own holiness, honor, and glory. Now that's not to say that we can't have a similar type of jealousy. And this is what Paul affirms in 2 Corinthians 11. He calls it a divine jealousy. This divine jealousy is for the Corinthian Christians, but notice, it isn't for Paul's own sake. He doesn't want them to be led away from Christ. This is the same idea in our passage in Exodus. God doesn't want the Israelites to be led away from himself. And this just exposes how amazingly holy God's jealousy truly is. Our type of jealousy usually means that we want something at someone else's expense. Or it's not for their good that you want it, it's for yours alone. But God's jealousy is not like that. He is jealous for us. It's not that he doesn't want us to have something. He wants us to have the best thing. And that best thing that he wants us to have is himself. God's jealousy means that he fights for us to be his. This is wonderful news. God's holy jealousy is one of the reasons that he sent Jesus to die. He died so that we might be his people and that he might be our God. So don't detest God's jealousy. Be thankful for it because it is actually for your good.